This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, and I'm hanging out here with you on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. A big shout out to everyone who's hung out with me for the past 3 hours, okay? And a big shout out to Avery Williamson, inside linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He came through. We had a conversation about taking on the Ravens. We talked about his trade from the Jets to the Steelers. If you miss any moment of the show, it's real simple. You can listen to all 4 hours. You can hit the rewind button. Just get the free radio.com app. Okay? You got a phone? You got service? Get the app. It's free. All right? Radio.com. You can also listen on SiriusXM channel 206. Shout outs to everybody listening across North America on their local CBS Sports Radio affiliate. You can listen to CBS Sports Radio on Apple Music. You can get the attention of your smart speaker, which may not be all that smart, but it's real simple. Get its attention, whatever the hell you call it, say, play CBS Sports Radio. I got one more hour here with you. Of course, the topic and the story of this evening after Monday Night Football is the loss that Tampa Bay took tonight at the hands of the Los Angeles Rams. The Buccaneers fall to 7-4. The Rams move to 7-3. And the Buccaneers, they have lost 2 out of their last 3 games. And they've sucked in prime time. They're 1-3. Primetime games. Tom Brady is 5 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. They had an opportunity to come back and win this game. Tom Brady with one of those opportunities to march down the field and score the game-winning touchdown or set them up in a position to kick a field goal, but it didn't work out tonight for Tom Brady. He threw an interception, his second of the game, to Jordan Fuller. Game over. And Bruce Arians, who hasn't been shy about criticizing Tom Brady in losses publicly throughout the course of the season, Bruce Arians, he was sharing the blame amongst everybody tonight. Listen.
We got to execute better. You know, when guys are open, we got to hit them, and we can't misread coverage. We got to protect a little bit better when we do have guys deep and let him hit that guy instead of have that pressure that cost us an interception. As a collective, everybody's got to play better.
Yeah, everybody's got to play better. And if you go ahead and take a look at the defense tonight for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they got things done on the ground. They didn't have too much success in the air. They held the Rams tonight to only 37 yards on the ground, but in the air, 376 yards. That's not going to get the job done. Listen to Tom Brady.
Tonight was very inefficient, did not a very good job there in the second half. Defense played great, kept coming up with huge stops, getting us the ball back. And offensively, we just couldn't make the plays that were necessary to be efficient. And we had plenty of chances, so got to get them fixed.
Plenty of chances, and Tom Brady, oh yeah, by the way, he didn't want to shake the hand of Jared Goff after the game. Jared Goff was looking for him, and Tom Brady, he was basically on his way to the tunnel. You know, I guess he's too angry to, you know, shake hands. He didn't never wanted to shake Nick Foles' hand. It's just crazy. Tom Brady could beat everybody up, but when he gets his ass kicked, he wants to walk away. I think you can do better, Tom, okay? And so as you think about this, as the Saints now sit at 8-2, they beat the Falcons yesterday. You know, I still think Tampa has an opportunity to go on a run. Obviously, right now, things aren't necessarily looking in their favor. It's not a good look when your offensive line is falling apart and guys are injured and you're trying to integrate different pieces into the offense like in Antonio Brown. You know, you got a lot of pieces you got to make fit. This is a new offense for Tom Brady. And so things are ugly right now. And they may certainly be much more difficult. I'm not going to just X them out. But it's not going to be an easy road. Okay? Tampa Bay has Kansas City on Sunday. That should be a fun matchup to watch. And after that, if you want to get things together, if you want the offense to gel, you got to do it in the remaining games that Tampa has. Minnesota, Atlanta, Detroit, and Atlanta one more time to close out the season. So Tampa needs to get it together, but it's not going to be easy. I'll tell you this much. If we're going to talk about the Super Bowl, yeah, they're still one of my top teams in the league, but I'm not favoring them. I'm not going to say, oh, Tampa's, you know, odds on favorites to represent the NFC. Not at all. But I think they can go on a run. Let's see if they can do it. The phone lines have been busy. The phone lines have been bumping. You can also tweet me at JR Sport Brief, okay? The phone line here, 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. It doesn't matter whether you own or rent. Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work. Get a quote at geico.com. That part is easy. Let's go to Chad. He's calling up from San Diego. Chad, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening, Julian. How are you, sir?
I'm good, Chad. What's on your mind?
Hey, we talked last week after the Green Bay game, and I don't know if you remember, but I talked about how, you know, it's a three-headed attack there with Jones, Rodgers, and Devontae Adams. And this week, Valdez-Scantling, he actually contributed pretty well. But I'd like to say I think the Tampa Bay resembles them in the same way. You had a caller a couple callers back that said, you know, Antonio Brown is a black hole. But, I mean, when Antonio Brown came back to the league this time, everybody was after him, Seattle included. And, you know, I don't know if it was you that said it, but it was said pretty widely that this is his chance to shut up and put it on the field and show he's worth the chance to come back into the league for real. You look at Josh Gordon, and every time he's come back, he's messed up again. And Antonio Brown, he got his one. He got his one time to come back and mess up. And now he's coming back, and he's showing that he's here to stay, and he wants to be a player again, and he wants to contribute. And I think he's going to do that with Tampa Bay. I still see them getting a good run to the Super Bowl. I've never heard of a 7-4 team being looked at like, oh, no, they might not be good. What? They're 7-4. If you put Sean Payton as the head coach of Tampa Bay, after what they did yesterday with Taysom Hill against the Falcons, who are a good team in their same division, and they slaughtered them. I mean, it might have been a close score, but they slaughtered them. And if you put Sean Payton as the head coach of Tampa Bay, I guarantee you they would have won tonight's game. I think the rest comes to Bruce Arians and what he drew up for the game plan. I think that they should have stuck with Ronald Jones way more than Leonard Fournette. And it comes down to a better offensive scheme, not necessarily line or plan, but a scheme.
Well, that is certainly one large element as to where they're at this season. This is a new offense for everyone involved. And thank you, Chad, for calling up from San Diego. Let's go to Wisconsin and talk to Doug. Doug, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What are your thoughts on the Buccaneers and their potential to go all the way?
Hey, JR, I called you first time last week, talk Aaron Rodgers. After they beat us handedly, I thought they're the team to beat. But I watched this game tonight, and, you know, I want to take a different spin on it. I thought this game was hugely entertaining. I mean, I was watching it, and I don't watch a lot of football outside of my Homer Packers and Rodgers, but I watched this whole game, and I was riveted to the end. So I just want to say this was a fun game. You could say, I'm still smiling from your comments about Brady getting smacked around. I don't mind that at all. I don't mind that at all. He can get smacked around all the time because I'm tired of him too.
Yeah.
But this was a hugely entertaining game for me. And I just want to, just put a different spin on it and say it was fun.
Oh, no, absolutely it was a fun game. And thank you, Doug, for calling from Wisconsin. I mean, we came down to what a lot of us want to see. You know, you think about the game we got on Sunday night between the Chiefs and then the Raiders. I spoke about that to open up the show. There was nothing more exciting than getting to the end of the game with Pat Mahomes having the football in his hand and having the opportunity to come back and win the game. In doing just that, and just saying, this guy's going to win the game. And he goes and does it because he's done it even in his short career, time after time, he did in the playoffs. And so to get to the end of this game and to have a field goal kicker who the Tampa Bay Buccaneers just cut go out there and put them ahead, and then Tom Brady gets the football back. And the expectation is that Tom Brady goes forward and helps lead them to a victory. And Tom Brady is a human being. Tom Brady throws an interception. He throws his second interception to the same man. Yeah, that's pretty damn fun to watch. I'll tell you that much. It was a fun game. And I watched the game while I was on air broadcasting here. But it was fun to watch. I'll tell you that much. Let's go to Canada. Let's go to Toronto. Let's talk to Brian. Brian, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on the game?
Hey, hi. Actually, it's Ryan.
Okay, Ryan. Okay, nice to know. Go ahead.
Listen, you can't put this all on Brady. Three pivotal drives, third down, and you have Fournette dropping the ball. Even if you catch the ball and you get some yardage, there could be a chance where you even go for a fourth down, but as soon as you drop that ball, it's all out the window there. You have to punt it. Evans made their catches. Gronkowski made his catches. Antonio Brown made his catches. Fournette, that experiment with a third down thing with him, it's over with. You got to keep Jones back in the game. I don't know why he wasn't in there. And why I can't remember who said it. Was it Troy, whoever it was saying, oh, he was complaining about you not getting enough touches as you wanted. Well, guess what? You're dropping balls, man. You're dropping balls. If you're not catching, we know there's no use for you. And as a defense thing, great. The running game, run stopping, awesome. But this whole, let's sit back and bend and not break and hopefully the experiment where they're trying to make Goff make mistakes and capitalize on it by sitting back and leaving these two slot receivers just come through the middle and just catch everything in front of them. Get up
yes.
there. Or get some more people in Goff's face. He had time to throw the ball. Any quarterback in the NFL, if you give him time, he's going to get the ball caught down the field. Any receiver in the NFL, if he has time, they're going to find the pocket and sit there and catch it. What's wrong with taking 15 yards of play or 8 yards here or 9 yards there? You don't have to run the ball if you're going to give them all that space all the time. You got to blitz. You can't just sit there and hope he's going to make a mistake.
Okay.
Sometimes the quarterbacks get hot.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Ryan,
and the O-line, the O-line,
yes.
Well, they're called, you're right. Brady needs time. And O-line, I know there's a lot of injuries and it takes a while to get gelled together, but they're not doing their job enough in the passing game.
All right.
There's pockets this whole
Ryan. Okay, Ryan. Like you're extremely passionate. I'm not knocking you, but you got a dog in a race. You got a horse in a race. Like,
oh yeah, I'm a Buccaneers fan.
Oh, okay. I'm like, damn, yeah. Man. Let me ask you a question. You're up in Toronto. Did you move to Toronto? Or you just how the hell did you become a Buccaneer fan?
Tony Dungy.
You like Tony? You respect him? What's the deal?
Yes, I do. He was the first black coach I saw in the NFL. And I'm like, you know what? Because everywhere I grew up, everyone was a Raider fan or a Cowboy fan or a Bill fan. It was like, do you even know the quarterback? Nope. It matches your clothes. And I liked football and I enjoyed football. So it took me a while to find a team I could be comfortable with. And when I saw Tony Dungy, and I love Ostad because I'm a running back. And Ostad, if you put that guy in front of me, he reminds me of my buddy Boomer. I'll get yours. Okay. That guy in front of me. And those, it was always that old school kind of defensive football with the using fullback back then is what made me love that team. So
okay, that's lovely, Ryan. Well, I'll tell you this much: I have met Tony Dungy. I have met his wife, and they are both lovely people. So you certainly picked a solid man to follow with the Buccaneers. I appreciate you for calling up from Toronto.
Thank you for having me on. Thank you.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Ryan. I think Ryan's Buccaneers, they'll be fine. Let's see what Mark from San Diego has to say. Mark, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Do you think the Bucs will be fine, or do you think this is just a bad spot? What do you think?
I think it's, well, a little bit of both. But, I mean, JR, how many times did you write off Tom Brady and the Patriots over the last decade when they would go off to one of their terrible starts?
How, me personally, I didn't. I expected them to whoop ass in the AFC East and just go to the playoffs. So not me.
So you know where I think this is just recency bias. They beat the Packers and they're the team to beat. And then they lay the egg against New Orleans and they're great against Carolina. I think this really shows is kind of like the symbiotic relationship that Brady and Belichick had, because Belichick was winning with Brady with teams that had equal talent with what he currently has. And I think Tom Brady is just fine. I think it has more to do with the overall team. This wasn't Brady's fault. This wasn't, for God's sakes, how do you let two receivers get, what was it, 25 catches between the two of them and over
100 between Kupp and Woods, 130 yards and 145.
That you can, and overall with the rest of the team and all the receptions, Brady's fine. The guy is great. I know I hated him when I was a Charger fan because they would always screw the Chargers over in the playoffs. But
the Chargers got stolen from San Diego, and you quit on them.
Oh, absolutely I did. Well, I quit on the Spanoses, not the Chargers. I have nothing against the players. Yeah. Brady's going to be fine. The Buccaneers are going to be fine. I think Arians is going to get outcoached in the playoffs, and that's about all I have to say.
Yeah, that sounds about right. And thank you so much, Mark, for calling up from San Diego, and thank you for throwing Dean Spanos under the bus. Tom Brady did not go completely under the bus tonight. Everybody got some of the blame. But if there's one thing I can always agree on is that Dean Spanos screwed all of my good friends in San Diego. Okay? 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, I think Tom Brady is okay. But is the rest of that offense going to be okay? You know, is Bruce Arians going to, you know, pick him apart? Is he going to, you know, point to him if things don't work? Tonight, Bruce Arians didn't just point the finger at Tom Brady. Bruce Arians pointed the finger at everybody and then said, yeah, we also have to complete some of those passes. It's true, isn't it? 855-212-4CBS. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. The Rams knock off the Buccaneers tonight, 27-24. The game ended in ugly fashion for Tom Brady. Instead of leading the Buccaneers on a game-winning drive, he throws an interception, his second of the game, to the same man, Jordan Fuller. Two INTs. Yeah, he threw them. But the offense didn't choke in a hole because of him. I still got belief in the Bucs that they'll go to the playoffs and that they're not just going to lay down. And with the remaining games on their schedule, Kansas City, yeah, won't be easy. But two games against Atlanta, Minnesota, and Detroit, they have an opportunity to try to get into some type of offensive groove here. Things are not over for the Buccaneers. Not at all. 855-212-4CBS. That is 855-212-4CBS. And before I get back to these phone lines, listen, we know and understand Tom Brady is great. He's been great. But I got to show love to a younger player. This man's going to be rookie of the year. And it's the Home Depot feature, okay? Doing More is sponsored by the Home Depot. This holiday season, the Home Depot has improved Black Friday. Instead of one day, the Home Depot lowered prices now, and they'll stay low through December. The best prices of the year already at the Home Depot. It's how doers get more done. Chargers rookie quarterback Justin Herbert, he's doing more for L.A., okay? And their 34-28 win over those boring, awful Jets. Herbert completed 37 of 49 passes, 366 yards to go along with three touchdowns. On the season, Herbert is eighth in the league in passing yards and has 22 touchdowns to just six interceptions. Don't let nobody tell you that these rookies can't ball out and play now, that you need to sit a rookie down. And I know Tua got his ass sat down yesterday, but he's still the starter. And sometimes it's good to take a seat and know that that job can be taken from you. Ain't nobody taking Tom Brady's job. Let's get back to these phone calls. You can also tweet me at JR Sport. Greg is calling from Green Bay. We got a lot of callers on. I'm doing fine, people. I'm awesome. You don't have to ask me how I'm doing. You can make your point. I appreciate you. Greg from Green Bay, what are your thoughts on Brady?
Yeah, hey, JR, good show. Hey, I'm just telling your broadcast engineer that I think Tom Brady's a class act. I wish no ill will on the guy, but there's one guy out there that I do not like. That's Ben Roethlisberger. I just think that guy... I just think he did, despicable things, and a lot of people don't forget that, you know?
Yeah, I get it. Well, I mean, you're reminding all of us here, Greg.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't care if Ben Roethlisberger got injured, you know, permanently, and never played the game again.
Oh, my goodness. Well, are we going into injuries now, Greg?
Yep. He's getting injured every year. They've been hitting him pretty hard.
Yeah, well, his ass knows how to take a beating and knows how to still stand there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, thank you. Go ahead. What? All right, thank you, Greg. Appreciate you for calling from Green Bay. That was odd. I don't know what the hell that was. I'm looking at one of my tweets here. High sports guy. I don't know what his problem is. He says, I praise LeBron for being in the league and winning a bunch, but poo-poo Brady for being in the league and winning for a long time. Why? Well, the last time I checked, LeBron James is probably criticized for not winning more. So if you're asking me why I enjoy and appreciate LeBron James and his longevity in the league, I appreciate it because it's a difficult thing in both spaces, but I cannot for the life of me understand why LeBron James is criticized, and I think he deserves to be elevated. Meanwhile, you're asking me why I poo-poo Tom Brady. I actually said I understand and appreciate what he's done personally as a football fan and someone who grew up a New York Jets fan. There's nothing more that I want to see than watch Tom Brady get his ass kicked. So I hope that answers your question. And I hope your question to me, I don't know if it was. You didn't put it in there. But I most certainly hope that your question wasn't a racial question. So thank you, High Sports Guy, for reaching out to me. So why do I enjoy watching Tom Brady get his ass kicked? Because he kicked the New York Jets' ass for 20 years. Let's go to Jay in Alabama. Jay, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What are your thoughts on what the hell is going on in Tampa Bay?
Hey, I think I got two things that I think that's going on. They both deal with Tom Brady. First, he needs to let go of his selfishness. He's a very selfish and arrogant player. And until he gets over his ego, the team is going to be limited. And the second thing is that he needs to learn his limitations. And what it is that the offense that they have and the body that he is in right now and with the arm that he has to do more dinking and dunking than trying to go vertical down the field because It's not the Randy Moss Tom Brady that they have. It's the 2020 version. And with the way the offense needs to start building itself is that they have to start running the ball and doing a lot more dinking and dunking in order for the team to have a big success.
No, that's understandable. But now when you come down to the selfish part, one thing that you will never hear, and you have not heard from any of Tom Brady's teammates, is that he's selfish. If anything, you've heard the opposite, is that he is ingrained into the locker room. He moves around like he is one of the guys. He doesn't walk around like he is Tom Brady. So when you say Tom Brady is selfish, what is your basis on that?
Okay, I'll give you two examples. And one was tonight, and one was the other week when they played the...
Walking off the field.
No. That's a characteristic of it. But the Saints game with him and Drew Brees, if you notice, he was paying a little bit, you could tell he was paying a little bit of attention about that touchdown record. You don't get within 2 yards with the game being the way it was and not attempt one run on that entire drive that was down there. That's ego.
Okay.
And then,
So he did it.
With him being the wild vet that he is now, six-time Super Bowl champ, he's calling
his own plays over there, huh?
What I'm saying is you can't tell him you can't audible out of it. If they call him a throw, and you're Tom Brady, you telling me you can't get a say so to say, hey, let me hand the ball off?
Yeah, that's reasonable. But at the same time, and I got to get another caller in before I hit the break, Jay. Appreciate you. I mean, this is a stupid touchdown record that he went back and grabbed again tonight. And they've been going back and forth between him and Drew Brees on this touchdown record. And they're going to go until Drew Brees decides to quit. So, I mean, you want to rub it in while he's standing right there in front of you? Ron from Cleveland, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, JR. First off, I'm not a Tom Brady fan at all. I'm a big Browns fan. But a couple things. One, he took a lot less money than he could have to keep that team together for years. And number two, Gerard Cherry's a Cleveland talk show host, played with him, won 3 Super Bowls with him. And he said he was an amazing teammate. He loves the guy. So, I mean, the other guy, I think, is talking out of his rear end. And Bruce Arians.
Shots fired.
Offense is known for its downfield passing. Dinking and dunking is not what Bruce Arians does. So, as I said, I'm not a Brady fan. Frankly, I'm sick of watching him too, like you are. But you can't blame it on him. And, you know, my point when I called, though, is Jameis Winston was last year's quarterback. Did they think they're sniffing anything, possibly a Super Bowl, anything great with him? Didn't he throw 30 interceptions last year? I mean, that's 2 every game. They're weathered out because of Tom Brady. He gives them a shot. And going into the playoffs is nobody else I'd rather have playing quarterback for me.
Okay. Thank you, Ron, for calling from Cleveland. No doubt. I would take that Pat Mahomes guy. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. More of your calls when we come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Before I roll out, talk about some of these young quarterbacks. None of the news is good. We'll get to more of your calls. You can also tweet me. You can follow me, all social media, at JR Sport Brief. That's on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. Don't follow me if you're a creep. Well, anyway, let's talk to Greg. Greg is calling up from Pittsburgh. Greg, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, thanks for having me on. You actually already covered a lot of points I wanted to make, but the guy that, from Green Bay, the other Greg that called in, and I actually agreed with a lot of what he said, except for wishing injury on someone. But I'm curious as to understand why everyone hates Brady so much. Is it just because he wins all the time? I think he's the greatest of all time, but he's right. Ben Roethlisberger has off-field controversies that nobody hates him for anymore. They forgot about it.
Nobody forgets what he did in Georgia. You know what? It was so long ago, and he was younger, and that is correct. But I can tell you this much: there is a double standard in sports, and we know this. You know, for the life of me, here we have Mike Vick someone who actually went to prison and paid his dues and paid his time, and there are people who still hate Mike Vick. It's just like, the man went to prison. What do you want? Do you want to kill him? Like, what do you want? Leave him alone. So I understand that. There are double standards here. Go ahead.
My impression of Brady is that he's the greatest that there ever was. But right now, he's not that Tom Brady. I don't think Tampa Bay has much of a chance to make it very far in the playoffs because they have a fairly mediocre team. They don't have a great defense. Look at what they gave up on passing today.
Sure.
I think that they would need him to be the greatest of all time, Tom Brady, and he's just not that. He may have spurts where he is that.
Yeah.
But
here's the thing.
Going to be that.
Correct. Well, here's the thing. Yeah, their defense, if you want to take a look at the Buccaneers' defense, their rush defense is pretty damn good. It's one of the best in the league. Now, having said that, it takes more than just a line to go out there and play defense. So I understand that. Now, here's the thing, and this is why, what better situation, talent-wise, offensively, could Tom Brady be on with skilled position players? He has a Pro Bowl team. Now, having said that, whether or not you're going to mesh and people are going to understand their role and whether or not everybody's going to be on the same page with the playbook, that is a different conversation and that's a different story. So I agree with you. Tom Brady, if you want to go ahead and look at his resume, yes, he is the greatest and he is the most accomplished quarterback of all time. There's no denying that. Now, having said that, why you ask me why I don't like Tom Brady, why other people probably don't like Tom Brady? You know what? Tom Brady didn't. You know, he didn't kick my dog. He didn't take money out of my pocket. But like a lot of NFL fans, I mean, he's been whooping ass. You know, I can also tell you, I am a fan growing up in New York City. I am a fan of the New York Yankees. You know, I know there are people who are sick and tired of watching the Yankees kick people's asses for as long as they did. It's just like, why does Derek Jeter have to win every year? So I understand the sentiment. And I think that's the same thing with Tom Brady. I actually think it is a nice sign of respect when people are sick and tired of watching you win and beat your team's ass. People get sick of it.
All right. Good call. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you, Greg. Appreciate you for calling from Pittsburgh. Chris is also in Pennsylvania. Chris, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, I just want to say that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they are they're going to make it into the playoffs, but they're not going to go very far. Yes, they do have a good pass rush. However, as you've seen tonight, they don't have a pass defense.
How many yards? How many yards would you catch against them tonight, Chris?
How many yards would I catch against them?
Yeah, I'm just asking. Like how many receptions and how many yards would you have?
I don't know, but I'd like to put Claypool up against them.
Oh, well, you in Pittsburgh, too?
I'm right outside Pittsburgh, and I can tell you that the NFC has nothing on the AFC.
Oh, we know that.
Who do you want to put Brady up against? Patrick Mahomes, Ben Roethlisberger, they're both going to pass on that defense. And the offensive line is so suspect that our defense would kill it.
Oh, yeah, well, listen, you got to be pretty damn good to even get through all of those mashed up 7-3 and 6-4 teams. And we got a lot of those 7-4 and 6-3s. And we got a lot of those teams in the NFL right now, but we know who the cream of the crop is, Chris. Come on.
Yeah, and you've seen the injury report for our next game coming up. Look for us to be 16.
Oh, my goodness. Let's slow down, okay? I understand that Ingram isn't playing. Yeah, they're trying to phase him out. But then Dobbins also is not playing. I understand that. But if you take a look at the Steelers, their remaining schedule, am I going to go ahead and say undefeated? Not quite. Baltimore, okay, that's going to be it. I'm not going to call it an easy game. I don't care who's playing.
Right.
Washington, yes, the Steelers should beat. Buffalo should be difficult, shouldn't be easy, shouldn't be a cakewalk. Cincinnati, okay, yeah, me and you could beat Cincinnati. Indianapolis, I'm not going to say they're going to be easy. And then Cleveland is a give and a take, but they should beat Cleveland. So 16-0, I'm not so sure.
Okay.
All right.
Well, could you tell me this, though? Why isn't Claypool in the conversation for MVP?
What did you just say to me? Rookie of the year?
For rookie of the year, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he's not being allowed or rambunctious enough. Here's the thing. The rookie of the year is the guy who just got the haircut in Los Angeles. There's without a doubt that man is the rookie of the year, the quarterback. I'm sorry. So if he sucked, if Tyrod Taylor didn't get stabbed in the lung with a needle, maybe we'd be having a different conversation. But Justin Herbert is going to be rookie of the year. Sorry, Chris.
That's just a shame because Claypool's 10 for 10 in touchdowns in 10 games.
Yeah, well, maybe we could give him runner-up. Not that he would care. I'm pretty sure he'd be happier winning a Super Bowl and playing in a Super Bowl than playing on a Chargers team that goes all the way and never wins. So, I mean, take your pick, right?
Right.
All right. Thank you, Chris. Thank you for calling from Pennsylvania. Curtis, he's calling from Cleveland. Curtis, you're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing?
I'm okay, Curtis. What's on your mind?
Hey, real quick before I get you a Tom Brady comment.
Okay.
Because none of those teams in the AFC North swept the Browns since they drafted Mayfield, and I recall it beat the Steelers and Ravens by double digits last year, I'm not giving either one of those teams a chance to win in Cleveland.
Wait, slow down. Oh, my goodness.
I said none of those teams in the AFC North have swept the Browns since they drafted Mayfield.
Which teams? Which teams?
The Steelers and the Ravens.
Okay, what about them?
And he beat them both by double digits last year, and I'm not giving either one of those teams a chance to win in Cleveland. Okay, so the Browns are going to run the table. That'll be 13-3. Anyway, when you say that Tom Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time.
Oh, my God. Curtis.
They'll be favored in every game the rest of the year.
Curtis.
Yeah.
Damn, bruh.
They'll be favored in every game.
Did you take a breath?
I'm telling you, the Cleveland Browns are going to be favored. You watch the newspapers. They'll be favored in Vegas.
The newspapers. Okay.
But the point spread. They'll be favored in every game the rest of the season, the Cleveland Browns. Mark my words. Because they're not going to let Baker Mayfield never go for a sweep. Anyway,
do me a favor. Hey, Curtis, do me a favor. Slow down, Curtis. My goodness.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, okay? Just tell me that the Browns are going to win the Super Bowl. Just say it. Go for it.
Now, that I can't say. Because you know the playoffs are tricky, man. Because you remember Baltimore was last year the best team out there, and then
the Titans beat them 28-12 or something.
Yeah, I don't know how the playoffs going to go.
The Browns are going to light everybody up in a regular season.
No, they playing a bunch of bums the rest of the way. They got Jacksonville, the Giants, the Jets, the Ravens, Tennessee, and Pittsburgh. They're going to run the table anyway. I'll call to tell you that until Tom Brady gets 7 rings like Otto Graham got, the quarterback of Cleveland, that got it with the 10 straight championships and won 7 of them, the greatest dynasty of all time, then you can call Tom Brady the greatest quarterback of all time. Did he get that 7th ring? It's Otto Graham, the first guy that wore a face mask in the NFL.
So there's a couple of things that you have told me here. You started off, you told me that the Cleveland Browns, What was their record going to be at the end of the
right
season?
Right now they're 7-3, but when they finish the season, it'll be 13-3.
Okay, and Otto Graham, we're just counting in everything besides Super Bowls.
Graham went to 10 straight championships. It was the NFL's first dynasty. They won 7 of them. The greatest dynasty of all time. They got the Hall of Fame in their backyard to prove it. Where they used to play half the game at Canton. He was the first guy wearing a face mask, a 3-time MVP quarterback, Otto Graham. And until Brady gets 7 rings, he's not the greatest quarterback of all time. It's
okay.
Otto Graham.
I was just trying to think about modern era, like
I'm
super.
Just talking about, you say all time. You just say
like,
modern era.
Like. Well, I mean, I would assume modern era. I mean, if all time,
we don't assume anything now. We do.
No, Curtis. No, Curtis. You can. Yeah. You're the same guy telling me that the Browns are going to go 13-3. So I don't know how much credibility you would have here. But
I don't believe. I'm looking at the teams on the schedule. No disrespect to the Jets or the Jaguars or the Giants or the Titans. I just don't think any of these teams can beat the Browns. That team is built for the winner. They have two elite running backs. A team like the Steelers or they like to throw the ball a lot. The Chiefs. You can't do that in the wintertime, especially in Cleveland. You know, the Steelers did beat them when Chubb didn't play. I get and Wyatt Teller and Hooper them. So I give the Steelers that. But you know the Browns going to beat them down in Cleveland, man.
Okay. All right, Baltimore. Okay. All right. Well, thank you for throwing me back into Auto Grand Prix Super Bowl era. Thank you, Curtis, for calling from Cleveland, who says that the Browns are going to go 13-3. Perry, you get the last call here from Alabama. Perry, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Man, why are we talking about Cleveland and anyway? The best team in the NFL right now is the Saints. Just saying. And Buck Brady, they ain't got a fair hell.
The Saints are the best. I mean, yeah, between them and maybe the Chiefs, like flip a coin here.
Well,
you want to talk about Pittsburgh? I mean, they ain't got no losses.
They're not going to win at all. The best teams that it's like, I will say this, Brady has said it like it is.
Yeah.
Everybody starts playing football after Thanksgiving. And
okay.
Pittsburgh's in for some rude awakening.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Perry. Appreciate you. Thank you for calling from Alabama. Some interesting calls to end the show here. Speaking of Pittsburgh, if you did not hear our interview, if our chat with Avery Williamson, new linebacker for the Steelers, you can go ahead and search JR Sport Brief wherever you listen to podcasts. And also download the free radio.com app, and you can go ahead and hit the rewind button. I want to give a big shout-out to everybody who tuned in. Tua Tagovailoa, this man is going to be starting next week despite being benched. And all the best to Joe Burrow as he recovers from that torn ACL and MCL in his knee. Real interesting out in Cincinnati. A big shout-out to super producer Stu Kovacs. Listen, folks, I will be back with you tomorrow, okay? If you miss me too much while I'm gone, I'm on all social media at JR Sport Brief. Alex Reamer, he's coming up next. You've been listening to the JR Sport Brief Show. You're listening to CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room, to candid interviews with basketball legends, to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.